We'll call the Hamburg City Council to order for August 10, 2021 at 1900. All rise. Welcome, everyone. We'll go ahead and move on to public comment. If anybody has any public comments, if you are on the agenda to speak about something, just wait for that. Have that discussion. We'll then move on to agenda review. I believe we need to add something to new business.
Yeah, mayor and council. One item I'd like to add under new city business would be the tractor and truck pull in the park.
Anyone else have anything else to add or subtract from the agenda? If not, I look for a motion to approve as amended.
Councilmember Walker, seconded.
To move and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Councilmember Walker, aye.
Councilmember
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Motion and approve the consent agenda.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moving and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief, you're up. Make sure your green lights on up.
Good evening, Mayor. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Trying to keep this short and sweet as always. First half of business, 19. Not much has changed at our end. We had in-person training, in-person meetings, and protocols for responding to COVID plus calls has been the same. Purchasing iPads for the fire department. We talked about this back and forth the past few months. Last brought it to the fire department, and we took a little look at some money we had laying around. And we are able to spring the funding for the data plan for the rest of the year. So that would be the purchase iPads and the funding for the data plan, the 2 gigs of shared data. For the remainder of 2021. I'm just looking for council's approval to basically go ahead and get those word. Mayor Lund, you did ask for some sort of operating guidelines. And then that you and Jeremy talking with other departments. Not a lot of departments iPad specific policies, a lot of their policies, iPad just fell under equipment. So, in ways, change thought iPad. Obviously, there's social media. I sent it to Jeremy. See if you guys had any thoughts on it. So, I have yet to bring it to the department the operating guidelines, see if they're having any problems with it.
I didn't have any questions on it. The only thing I was going to say is direct Jeremy and staff to check with the legal necessities if there is something congruent to that. Okay. Just to make sure we're not missing anything. I don't think we're in any fear that our departments use the iPads in any manner. But
I don't think so either.
And
one of the
chiefs from
Carver County I know they operate pretty tight. That's all he gave me. I think we missed anything.
I think that would be the best. Just so we got to, that way we're not.
Jeremy, I would like to hopefully have them purchase by the end of the month. So there's something, funds leave Minnesota City that I can email all you guys. Good as far as leave Minnesota City is concerned. Still looking for approval. B has nothing barring against. If they do, then
Council, any thoughts on that or any questions?
Yes, sir. No,
this would pay off so much. I think with last month, it would have been $650 and all the audience on the supplement, but I think it would be 4 or 5. We basically just looking to get the ball one instead of. Trying to nip and tuck at your guys' stuff around the city. We're able to find our own lanes and get the ball moving. Our 2022 is concerned, we still be looking the city to pay for data plan something. We can talk with them.
Any additional questions? Otherwise, like, and staff is okay with it, we can propose a motion to
before you do that. My only thought or concern is if how are you going to set up the account? You want to run it through the city or sure. Okay. Yeah, and I'll talk to our Verizon. I'll work with Steven on it.
So then I would look for a motion to approve the purchase of the iPads and the data plan for the fire department pursuant that the League of Minnesota Cities doesn't have any other verbiage to want to include in the policy.
iPads and the data.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to go ahead and have the fire department purchase the iPads and the data plan pursuant to League of Minnesota City's confirmation of what we have for policy. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Just work with Jeremy and use the green light. Go ahead.
Thanks. Next, we'll talk about the 2022 retirement wages. They required a contribution. I know I think it was Chief Anderson. I talked to you last year, the year before, about retirement. I had that time not to. I'm coming back to you guys to look to it for the next year. Have something in mind. I'd like to think that we can part the race for our guys. And I got the same information that you guys prepared up, seeing the city contribution 100% funded. And I know we're still in that 5-year grace period, whatever, where we can't move up or down. We can move up or down. We put it down on it. It's just like that. You guys are well aware of that. Nothing necessarily has to be excited this meeting. I wanted to get a bug in your guys' ear as we move to the end of the year. And accordingly, I have no number yet that I think would be very reasonable. Kind of around the idea. Us guys, a little trouble next couple months. I don't know. Get you guys' vision.
Well, I think with that, Stephen, I think PEAR has been good. If we could maybe even just reach out to them to run preliminary numbers.
Sure.
That kind of,
What is that?
I think that would be beneficial for the council. Then they'd have a visual to see, you know, what the city contribution would be, you know, with the raise amount. They're pretty good about doing that. So.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
And that 5-year lock, is that till 2023?
That's right.
Did we start in 19? Or was it 18? I can check Sharon too, though. I'll double check there. I'll send.
I think I want to say it was 2018. That's
did in 18, but it was
19.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll double check.
Are there any other questions or comments on that? Moving on, I talked to you guys earlier in the year about this. We had tossed around the idea of the officer schedule, and the council department decided that wasn't quite the way to go. But we are going to be looking, we've decided amongst our officers that we basically run our own duty officer schedule without having anything be written down, just amongst officers. With that being said, this will take more family time away from officers. So what we're looking at as a city is to raise the officer wages for 2022 and following. We have been putting in more training hours. I know originally you guys asked the assistant chief emergency management training that had fallen under my role, and then COVID hit and made that almost impossible to attract other department members, that whoever did that job after me will be taking that class within 2 years. I also plan on attending it, so we're on the same page. Things are pushing prior training. I'm guessing not a lot of you guys are familiar with, but it's basically fire ground hockey, getting everything universe. What we say in Hamburg is almost the same thing as they say out in LA, that we have to go. Everyone's on the same page, statewide, countywide. They're pushing that we decided in the park officer only. And the time into it was 140 hours training initially, and it's like $3,500 per person, I think. And then it's another 60 to 80 hours annually or biannually. With that being said, officers are beginning to look at a lot more responsibilities than they have in years, kind of along with the duty officer. It's just I don't have any real numbers set in stone. See what kind of fits both for the department and the city. I don't want to take anything away from you guys, like I said, more of a budget item. See what we can work at. I just want to get it, you know, minus.
Just work with Jeremy and Matt. This when we have our workshop for setting the preliminary levy, that'll be a topic.
Are there any questions? Nothing more on that. The last thing that I have, again, just to put things on your mind, going to replace our grass rig in 3 to 4 years, maybe 2025, 2026, is right around 25-year mark for that truck. In the park, and we will be going to a little bit more of a rest side style grass rig. So that compartments kind of okay. And as long as everybody's in the back. Right now we sit our 1,000 mile Ford F-350. We have rescue. We're looking for something that's a little bit easier for our rescue programs to drive around. Good to be take that rescue reserve members are as well versed in operating large trucks. Some of them might be a good way to go to have set up more technical training. I don't have any preliminary numbers on what it's cost and cost and bouncing around. I know Chief Anderson had said he was thinking it was going to be $200,000 in that range. I haven't looked. Great, your guys' attention. Ways off of it.
It'd be a good topic for us to have.
I think that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Also, any questions for the chief? One thing I would say is if you could put me in, include me on the emails when you send out the agenda in minutes. Thank you.
Thank you for
moving on to Old City Business, building permit HB 2021-0015 for 34 Railroad Street.
Yep, correct. This is and I've gotten the fire bucket and a can. Now, obviously, inspect have the PFAS done and fire. And that's my. And some of them are better. Right. Or they don't need to come back. Appreciate it, guys. But if they're in, how many do we call? That's where I'm at with this. The rest of this, I don't have a problem with supply that. So, I do think had a designer that did submit something. Form that it has. They don't use that. Apparently, they made somewhere else. That's where I'm at as far as I have asked if everyone made it long ago. And I've asked been a number of times. I told people that you pay a paper hours talking. So, you know, that's my story, and it's the way it is. I don't know what. Again, but you know, that's not going to add a lot to it. Personalized. I'm aware of what I've been attempting. I need to do. You know, whether it's COVID or everybody's got a lot of work to do, a lot of money doing a lot of new jobs, a lot of certify anything, but
I had that meeting laid out the number of completed, and yeah, there were parameters put around.
I have I fully expected the letter, but I mean, imagine there is. But I don't know. I can guarantee that I have a pretty good person.
Yeah, I
mean, no doubt about it.
Staff, anything in regards to it?
Well, I think that's where the problem lies, is that it's been ongoing for years. I don't know what council's opinions are, but I get are because we've had people be 4 or 5. But I think that the point coming from a staff standpoint and from council, that we're on year 3 now. How can we get an end date? I mean, that I think that's what we all want. You want, he wants, MinSpec wants to get an end date. Obtaining a contractor. You know, I don't know. We use a couple contractors that I can give you names of, but I mean, I just.
Let me ask you this question. Stuff that you're coming in for them to inspect this prison.
No, I've got a person.
But in these days, it's better as yourself. Right. Now you're expecting a contract.
There's no net.
I can't. That's all right. Why is that?
Why is that? Or They're only dealing with one. Really respect for everything, I'll be great. Remember if you designation. Not even as fiction. And I was slow. Bummers were good.
What exactly are
So what we're dealing with right now in the letter is in relation to items needed for the HVAC permit. The work's already been done, but now we're trying to get the permit issued and then to have the inspections done. But what you can see in this letter is, you know, it's basically, you know, you got 2.5 pages of items they need yet, so they can review and issue the permit.
What's left on this?
There's honor, you know, I've called them down the line.
We call people up. We've got an Andy's list, Craigslist, Facebook, my phone list, email people, they all reply. I mean, ask everyone that we know who they know and call them up. And they say, oh, yeah, we'll get back, and then they don't call back. So, I mean, we've been trying to get someone in to do it.
That's what they felt. Very much left. You want me to inspect it? Yeah. $100 an hour, whatever your rate is. Things to do. And they make five times as much, and they also
Well, Jeremy, you said that there are a couple that you have contacts with?
Yeah.
So why don't you give them to Kevin and then see if those are the hard, fast deadline of the 31st. If it comes up to August 30th, you finally got someone that says they will go ahead. And just because of scheduling reasons, they can't do it. We can have that conversation. You don't have to, but we would want to see something concrete for coming up to do that when he's.
I can go Friday, Sunday, I can go about day 10 a day, exit a year, and you would say.
I understand that you're up against some probably some interesting conversations because of what's already been done.
Believe me, I believe that. And I don't know. I can't tell you why, except what I think.
Well, let's see if the contacts that you already have work, and then if you don't, then we'll circle back around and see where we're at.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I know a couple guys have a couple of friends.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of Hiram. After a while, you don't know where to stop. Yeah. So, you know? And yeah, hey.
Yeah.
And if I thought I didn't expect that, and he did that, hit all the time. Fine. But if I could give preferences, guys.
Okay, well, let's try that and see what we get. Hopefully,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Kevin. We'll move on into public nuisance violations.
Give me 1 second to make a note here. Okay. All right. So basically, we've sent out a few more notices, as you can see in the public nuisance worksheet there. So basically we have three properties we'll be looking at. I thought what maybe would be beneficial is to, it doesn't come out as nice as my computer, but so what we had here, camera, what's the address for? So 619 David Avenue. So basically what we had there is we had about six vehicles. As you can see in the driveway ordinance says no more than four. So these are the before photos here. We'll just deal with them. So that's what we had about a month ago. And then pictures today. Oops. So here's where we're at. Okay, they're down to the three vehicles in the driveway and one on the street. It removed the vehicle. don't know, nitpicky you want to get. It'd be nice if they tidy up just a little bit there.
Also, any thoughts on after?
Yeah. 619. And then here is Twenty-five Kim Avenue. So here's kind of the bore I'll run through with you so you can see. Get a bit of an idea. Where we are. Hey. Nice thing is they did put kind of the gravel in for the vehicles.
Yes, sir.
That can be gravel. Yeah. Yep. But I believe ordinance says it's technically for seasonal vehicle. But so this is where they were at today. I mean, there again, I think it's just minor type.
It's bikes, man.
Okay, and then last one we have is 320. Yeah. You know what? Four though. Yeah. Problem is we had steps and there were other items here. These type items, I don't even know what this stuff is here, but he's got storage sheds in the front yard. Items. Back of the property. Side view, I will now go into after. You know, one of the concerns I have with all this buildup along the street right by the curb is for snow plowing. Yeah, I mean, it's in right away and it creates a problem in flowing.
I believe last year we actually complained about something that was.
So, I mean, still, even in here, it'd be nice if it just could, I don't even know what, it just looks like stuff laying around. I mean. A kitty really doesn't have a front yard, but here's the back. It was just kind of. Yeah, them are the three that are on the table. As you can see with the worksheet, there's definitely others that have been sent nuisance lists, but they have some time yet.
Also, thoughts on any of the three? It looks like the first two are in progress. Last one, obviously.
You know, I have talked to this resident. He seems like it's okay. And I well, correct. Right. And then that's the biggest time when we address these things is once or twice a year. I try to drive around, you know, keep things in order, but usually we go off complaint. But yeah, so typically what we do then is we would declare, since now we should have did that last meeting, we gave them 30 days, but we said we'd give them extra time, which, like I've said in past meetings, you know, people get upset that we don't give them enough time or whatever, but I think the council does. I mean, by ordinance, really, we only have to give them 7 or 10 days on a lot of things. Give them 30. So like with this, if we were the other two, we were going to say we're okay. We would put in compliance and monitor. And then for 320 Sophia, if we were going to clear, what we would do tonight then is the council would declare it a nuisance. They have 30 days to resolve it or it'd be sent to prosecute. That's kind of the process we've used, and I'd like to keep, we continue with. Well, that I'll look into. I mean, we didn't cite him on that. Yeah.
We did this.
I'll address that items in right away, and then the other things. Maybe what we'll do is, if the council's in agreeance, it's going to make a motion to declare it a nuisance. We have 30 days to correct it, or it'll be sent to prosecution. We'll provide letters and pictures, and we'll circle the item that we feel. That way it's kind of cut and dry.
Awesome.
Get it for 320, Sophia.
Moving seconded to declare 320 Sophia nuisance. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember
Weber, aye. Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Passes.
And then I will follow up in a month on the others, and we'll update the spreadsheet for next call.
Item on the agenda. Is the Hamburg Baseball Club paved outfield driveway. I don't know if you need to go out and look, but it's done. It's really, really nice. Yeah, so there was some timing issues with the construction of it, but it's done and it's in, and it should be something that we won't have to do for quite a long time. Any questions council has on that?
So the only thing I got, Chris, is I think we agreed the ball club was going to pay the $48.25, right? So I'll just send. Who do you want me to send a copy of that? Rich Hook.
The Rich or
okay. All right. I'll do that.
National Night Out for August 3rd, 2021. Is that on there? So because designating Tim and Scott to be line servants already.
Yeah, just I didn't know if anybody heard any feedback, comments, anything. I haven't heard nothing. Down a little bit this year, but still we had a pretty good turnout of 100 to 150. You know, and just the Lions Club for the giveaways, root beer floats, Stiftons Fest, you know, committee, painters, you know, coming out. I think it's just it's a nice night out. Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, and the Carver County Sheriff's Office and the Fire Department. So, okay. I missed you. Sorry.
We'll get another shout out.
Excellent.
If anybody does your feedback, it's always good to have. Try to make it an enjoyable evening so we can be with each other and get out of the house and be a new neighbor. We'll move on then to the comprehensive plan and rezoning amendments.
So just kind of continue on from last meeting. So had a group meeting with our planners, went over the Carver County comments, which is in here. Did receive back at least from Young America Township, and they had no objections to anything. So my only thing going through it is just what I wanted to go through with council. As we've talked before, you know, before we look at approving, you know, the amendments, is the property here. I think what I read through the memo, though, is what we had is, I think kind of this area, though, we were kind of saying industrial and industrial and utility parcel, I think, is what's in the memo.
So for the
okay. Because what I'm just trying to see here is parcel 450280210. The parking lot property on the east side of the city will be guided industrial and utility.
Okay, so I'm talking about the
maybe the pond. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So then we're this parcel here, right?
All the one that's spent on the Miller's.
Get to there. Okay. Yeah, so I think we need to change that to just that we know that that's William Miller's and Son parcel, right? Okay. Just so we get this, right? Yeah, so that one, that makes sense to be industrial and utility. And we have so then we got 28 2010, we said that would be Park Rec Reserve, right? Okay. And then we had the railroad parcel, right?
Which is still
the railroad. Yep. Okay. And then we have the stormwater pond.
That one's changed too.
Yep.
Again.
Okay. So them were the changes we talked about. So them are the changes we made. It fits in with what the Carver County wants. So I think, you know, unless there's any objection, what maybe Met Council, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
think
that council has been here.
Right.
We're not in the process, but yep. Carver County is on board with these changes.
Good.
So tonight we're looking to.
Yep, with the designation. Yep. So the one thing on the agenda I want to point out that I missed was in the agenda, in the resolution number 2021-05 is just I certify that the above resolution was adopted by the City Council of Hamburg, Carver County, Minnesota on the 10th of August 2021. Instead of it states the 13th. So the date wasn't changed last meeting. So that'd be the one amendment.
Okay. Then for a motion resolution 5 as amended.
Councilman Tracy. 5 as amended.
Been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2021-5 as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Tracy.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Passes. On to the next item of Old City Business, the Seal Coating Project for Railroad Street, Shirley Avenue. And
okay, so they came July 20th, finished that, and they came last week and swept. So that's done, that's complete. So I think the only thing would be is unless council has any objections, I would look at, we'd be talking to Cole Sweeping and have them come in to restripe the parking lot. And then as they're doing that, we could get an estimate for them to do the curbs too. Yep.
Any objections to that from the council? No, so go ahead.
All right, good.
And then to the music business, we'll start with variance request for Pearson and Wilson.
I apologize. They said they were attending the meeting. I don't know.
I think.
No one but me. So, so what it was, I'll just go over it with council. And council's thoughts on moving forward, but so what you got here is they currently reside at this parcel here. And what they've done is you can see they're separate parcels. This parcel here and this parcel here were combined. You get confirmation from Carver County that has been done. So all one parcel now. It in GIS mapping or but what they wanted to do, and initially they wanted to build a house. So they wanted to move. Sorry, Tim, I pointed the back of your head. they wanted to move from here to this property here, and then it sell this to relation. So I did a site visit with them and talked to them. And when we did the site that I noticed, as you can see the sheds here, I kind of informed them that the issue we have is that the sheds are basically kind of they're non-conforming because there's no principal structure on the parcel. And also I said, this shed here isn't 5 feet off the lot line. Another problem. Them are two of the issues we ran into. So their suggestion was, well, then we'll subdivide this lot. You know, and we'll build a house this portion, and then we'll subdivide here and give it to this property. Well, and when talking with our planner, with Bank, said the problems we run into is granting variances. One, I'll start. So there's two issues with the subdivision. He said, based on state statutes, bear with me a minute here, right? So I can quote statute. So he said, with state statutes, in order to grant a variance, has to be in compliance with city ordinances and comprehensive. So that's the first step. The other step is variances may be granted when the application for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the zoning ordinance. Well, typically for subdividing the lot, we don't see no reason why the lot needs to be subdivided. Because if we did subdivide the lot, right, now we have two lots. Now it doesn't meet the zoning requirements for lot size and square footage. So we would have to grant a variance in order to be able to do that. But in order to grant a variance, you know, we have to prove practical difficulties. And the way I look at it, for the reason they want to do it, is self-inflicted. You know, because I understand, and I apologize if I'm wrong, because I'm not here, but why they were going to subdivide the lot was so they wouldn't have to deal with the sheds. So to me, that's not a practical difficulty. So I think subdividing the lot is out of the question. City planner also agrees with that analogy. The other thing then we run into is they wanted to build a house. Well, the problem we're running into there too is they would need a variance for the house. And what we run into with that just pull up on here. It's very hard to see in the packet. All right, so as you can see on here, they wanted to subdivide the lot. So with that, we'd have, you know, roughly about 8,000 square feet. But a lot, in order to be considered a lot and to do the subdivision at minimum. And same with this one, we'd be under that too. The biggest problem we have here are setbacks. So right here is the front property line. And what are, and you can see here, it's about 18 feet back. Requirement is 30, these red lines. This square here tells them, you know, what size house they could build. 39 feet is the max. Because we need 35 feet to the back property. And you can see where the line is there. That 35 is right there. And they go all the way to here at 24. They need 11 foot. Variance. The front variance, they'd be okay because we have existing homes that are within the 30 feet foot front setback. And because we probably have over 50 on that block, our city zoning ordinance allows us to match existing front footed homes, or at a bare minimum, at least have a 15. So what we see is we have 104 feet, right, from here to here. And with talking with our planner, he feels too, for granting a variance there, there again, they have to show, you know, some type of, I don't know where that comes into play again, because really, let's say they went 15 feet back here, right? And place it 15 feet with their allowance or ordinance, zoning ordinance would allow. They could put a 54-foot wide home in there, which is, I believe, as reasonable as our planner. In order to grant that variance, you know, by state statute, there's no practical difficulty that's limiting them. Now, it'd be different if their lot was smaller or, you know, it was irregular or whatever, you know, the lift station was right here, you know, or that difficult. But we're not seeing that practical difficulty in order to be able to grant that variance. So I think kind of what they are going to have to do is, I'll reach out to them, is they're going to have to look at the lot as a whole here and redesign the home to fit within, you know, the required setback. You know, if they cut the house off here, they'd be fine, you know. Right. You know, but here again, yeah. But we want to get rid of the subdivision too. I can't see any way or reason to grant that. And I don't know, Karen, maybe you can help me. If they really wanted, they look at, but there again, that's subdividing its class. So I don't know how we could work with them if, you know, they wanted to at least make this lot 10,000 square feet and subdivide that and give that property to the other property. I don't. Yeah, I think if you were to look at granting a variance here, you could be opening Pandora's box for issues. So, I mean, really, you know, as we went through this, I was just like, I kind of want it to work. I mean, we want homes. We want to add to the deck. You know, we do want that. But yet, you know, we have to protect ourselves and make sure we're meeting, you know, our zoning requirements and safety. I mean, that's kind of where we are. Kind of, I don't know why they didn't say they were going to be here, but because they're the ones who would have been requesting the variance. Unfortunately, I would have had to deliver bad news, but the good news is, I mean, there's still plenty of room here to work with for them to get something positioned on this lot. But it's just this house here just isn't going to work.
Well, we can wrestle this conversation on this. Cool. I think we even have to have a call. Move on then to the Bobcat Toolcat purchase. Bill Lading in the packet on that. It's something we budgeted for. I think we budgeted for more than the total amount.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at about 65 now. And when we talked budgeted, we were looking at 60, but now they're about 65. This is a 2007 with a little over 1,800 hours on. Greg went out and looked at it. There's no rust. It's a great shape. He thinks it's a good buy, you know, at the 30,800. They also, the guy that's selling it even brought it to Bobcat to have any little things that were wrong with it fixed and taken care of. And so I asked Greg, is that maybe if he could get the repeats of that so we can work with them. That it's, he feels it's a really good buy. Yeah, and there's a bucket with it. So, and I think Greg will get a lot of use out of that. I mean, and the nice thing is it's a tool cat, so you got the high-powered hydraulics on it, so that way you get all the attachments. Exactly. So when he does the trees out here, he can go buy a big, bigger portion of it. I don't know the term. Sorry, I'm a have a hole digger on there, and boom, there's so many things that you can do. So one of the things we talked about, so what I would look tonight is just a motion to purchase the Bobcat tool cat for $30,800. And with that same motion, approving that city uses city to approve a transfer from city reserves of $30,800 into the general fund before the purchase. Yep. And to transfer money from the city's savings account to the general fund.
So moving seconded to purchase the Bobcat tool cat for $30,000 and to move funds from the reserves for the amount in the general fund. All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Item on the agenda is the final payment request for water tower water main improvement project.
Okay, so with that, kind of two things here. Is if you recall, we had to have McGuire Iron come back out after we filled the tower and grout. Well, as you can see, I put in the packet. And that didn't get done before we filled the tower and we had to drain the tower. Yep. Yep, correct. So they've admitted that was their error. Should have been grouted before it was filled. I had Greg put together the number of gallons that that cost us. We're looking at about 617,000 gallons. So that's a lot of water we lost because of that missed. With that, I had requested McGuire Iron and through our engineers that we recoup some of these costs because it takes money to make water. You know, if you look at that, it's a little over $7,000 if we were to build that out, what our current rate. Well, they came back and agreed to pay 60% of it. And then now they changed their mind and came back and said that they would pay $500 toward. And I said I'd bring it to council. And my thing is we wouldn't approve the final payment until we agree on payment for our recoup our cost of water. Well, I said I'd bring that forth to council. But I mean, me and Greg talked, and we feel we should at least recoup half that cost.
Why are they back on the 60?
Yeah, like you said.
He agreed to that to our engineer that he'd pay 60% of it, which came out to about $4,300. Called me today and said, well, my boss, I ran that by my boss. That was a no-go. And I'm like, well, they should have known that before we. And they have admitted that was their mistake. Yeah. And that's why we hired them and engineers. And
I think we should hold permanent. That was his offer.
Yeah, you got your direction.
All right. I will.
Move on then to estimates for cameras at Vice.
Yeah, so I managed to get two estimates. So just to give you a little idea of what we looked at. I've run into a little problem, but I think I have a solution. So what we're looking here is to put cameras all around what we call the food stand or food shelter there. Here. So one of the proposals was, as you can see, Bradley, I think it was only four cameras on each corner with another camera over right here. And the reasoning for that was is we wanted to get a camera here so we could see down the path and basically so we can monitor bathrooms. But the problem we have with that, that has to be, we need internet into this building. That's going to be big bucks to board. We have a line to here. Okay. We'd have to tunnel bore into the building. We're probably looking at three. So my solution is maybe dig and run it into this building. Here. We can monitor going in and out of the bathroom because that's where we're having vandalism. That would be my solution there instead of doing the internet. It'd be nice because then we could do more. We had line of sight, but that's the problem we run into. What we wanted to do too is we're like, oh, we'd like to have a camera over here to watch the compost too, but then we need internet in there so we can have line of sight. Put something on a pole over here and here, where we'd have that line of sight. But I don't know if we want to $3,000-$4,000 to, because you got the parking lot there. Problem right here is where, unit. But right. So, I sat down in the park for hours with people. Things, but I think simplest thing would be is looking at security sound company at a St. Bonnie was roughly 4,000, 4,500 because KitchenAid sales tax there that he has, and then Bradley was 1,700, so it's quite a difference. And with security and sound, they were going to do, I believe, 7 or 8 cameras. So actually, we have cameras with the security and sound company. What I'd like to do is, unless council has any objections, and as far as apples to apples, I tried to get the similar type cameras. Everybody had their own different equipment, but they all record, have the recording and have a hard drive to record it too. And we also, I had asked them to set it up so if we ever want to add that, we have options too. My thought would be is we'd look at improving security and sound because it's quite a difference. We're getting more cameras. No, I got their recommendation from other cities that they've done work for the security and sound. Yeah. Either until they said they had no issues. So,
council thoughts on either grid? How we want to.
I say the security and sound. I mean, there's quite a difference in price. You get more cameras. And I would work with him on figuring out some solution of getting that camera here versus, the internet access where we somehow can get a wire over to there so we can have a wire camera there in front of the bathrooms.
To throw this pretty sound contract for cameras. Any further discussion?
Councilmember Weberak.
Councilmember
Mayor Lunda, all opposed. Next item, 2022 budget.
Yeah, so sneaking up on it. We're already September here, so first meeting, I'll have a preliminary budget put together for the first meeting in September. If that works, we'd look at what I kind of tentatively put down, like September 21st, and have a budget workshop. And then we have a second meeting on the 28th to finalize the preliminary. And then along with that, I have in here the leasing contracts for next year. I don't know if anybody wants to review or any considerations we can approve tonight. I believe basically our costs will go down by $310, I think it was, for next year. So, I mean, I think overall they were looking at a 1% for the county, but for us, our costs will be $17,263. And we paid $17,573 this year for policing services.
I would just approve it tonight because we haven't heard that. I get an idea what the other members.
I'll just participate.
Anyone want to hot seat?
It's September again. Has adverse effect on farmers around here. Selling booze up there, so I'm not going to do with serving alcohol. It is running a pork producer's stand at the fair. Pork brewers. I'm waiting on my final paperwork. Insurance company from Citizens Bank of Norwood. That's who I had my insurance last year. They get that. Railroad said to tips, and that's the drop insurance. And then they get the blessing, and I can get the hearing. Fire department on tap testing. Earlier, last year,
there's some Yahoo that
went to there into that side by side of the river. So, Plainfield back in there and still keep a little bit of a trench on the long railroad tracks to keep a lot of that water seepage. There's that.
Also, any questions for John?
Yeah, so just one thing I want to clear up is, like, on the alcohol, usually we've had Parkside serve alcohol down there, but that's because we were allowed to have them serve the alcohol down in the park because it fell under the community festival portion of Rib Jig, you know, with the tractor pulls. Then they were allowed to serve, but I don't think this year they'll be able to serve. The only way I think we'd be able to serve alcohol would be a caterer's permit.
And she so, originally asked anybody to serve alcohol on up to the fire department, and they said, I want an old part and make better places. My fingers are better. Our group of family, Brian Elke, myself, and the alphabet.
So would you look moving forward then? Would you try then next year to?
If I can, I will find it next year. And
okay.
Problem I have with June, anybody knows the winter, June's
this year, but
last time I had it, we got done. Before that, and I had a Schneider come over and sand and gravel make it doable. And now, and all that fill, it's 90-something% of all the pulp that was in there last. That's awesome. I mean, and all that nice level.
Have you guys reached out to the department just to know that you need to track the ground on the railroad and not
here? Yeah.
I just want to let them know. And we'll get it in the letters. We're going to do one this week, and we might have one before then as well. So we'll just let residents know that there are going to be some bigger vehicles in our streets on that day. So,
and it actually works out not in Amherst.
We have a game on Friday night, fighting with Mother Nature.
You just want to give me any info you have on it, John, like, you know, registration, start time, just. While we're doing a newsletter, do you okay if you want to give me your name or a number or something to contact if they're interested?
Yeah, my name and all that.
Okay. And then we can add that to the newsletter. Yep. All right.
Any other questions from council? What's that?
I'm going to request that going forward after this. Because I have a little bit of park football. And I didn't know the meetings. So that ended up where I had it rented. Okay, and so we just really, I kind of looked at her.
Communication. Any other things? Well, best of luck with that. Hopefully, the weather cooperates. Move on then to city council reports. Councilman Dunn.
I just noticed today was vehicle.
Okay. I believe we sent.
They've gotten a nuisance violation for that, and that's in the violation on spreadsheet. So,
is it just the bushes or the trees?
But they're pretty big already.
Okay.
Say they're riding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
And I noticed also, depending on the town, right by the friends, crash coming over and blocking road signs.
Anything else? Also, member Hockley.
Here.
Council member.
Okay.
Member Tracy.
I got one.
We've talked about the park and outdoor initiative. But, a lot of small towns are reaching the park or something, so I mean, low value. I just want to think that we qualify sense that we do it. Maybe just entertain looking at something like that. And, everything. Cities do it. It's not possible.
No, really?
Don't drink the
yeah, and maybe if it's something that I know five or six, that might not be enough.
You know, and another option is it's not even just in the park, but remember we have this open lot here, you know, that we could look at too down on Brad Street. You know, so there is that.
Yeah, that's our problem.
Yeah. So there's that possibility too.
Yeah, and I'm just going all through it. Six. Yeah.
I know there's a lot
more. I know I've not agreed out.
Build a plan. And I can go further.
It doesn't get overdone.
Why did they build?
You just built it as another crap. Oh, it's just a big, of course, down through. They got a natural relief. I seen Glencoe like a bird, and then they just changed the fence. And it gave them something to say. You don't play it, it's not. You drive up.
It hasn't been
used, I know. Yeah. And
that if it gets out of hand. Yeah. We don't need it. Well, why don't you get with Jeremy and see if we're qualified for the ship? I think it probably would, but.
That's what I'll do. That's the first step I'll take.
And then Shakopee has their city personnel.
Okay.
I'll put that all on.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a small fence.
Maybe I have an archery team, I wonder, and then you're going to need another location.
The idea, I mean, those funds are out there for make more use for park or small things. Wow. Anything else?
Okay.
You should be target filming that.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to be putting out a newsletter this week. So, if there's anything that anybody has, let us know and we'll get that out. Other than that, the regions wrap up this weekend in town. It's Thursday and Friday night, provided Mother Nature doesn't change that like it did last week. And then the state tournament. So if you guys haven't already seen, there's plenty of opportunity for volunteerism up there. I know you are around. Others are genius out there, and I believe we had it in the last newsletter.
Yeah.
Check out and see. May want to.
I'll tell you what, you give me another year and stuff.
They just need some time with it. I think they lost 10-1 games this year. Well, that's all I have. Anything else? Let's look for a motion to adjourn. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Member of City Council meeting for August 10th, 2021 is adjourned at 2031.